Now, you editor, I think it has to be correct. Tva means you. It is not although.
Shrimati Kunti said,
Shrimati Kunti said,
O Krishna,
O Krishna,
I offer my obeisances unto you.
I offer my obeisances unto you.
Because you are the original personality.
Because you are the original personality.
And are unaffected by the qualities of material nature.
And are unaffected by the qualities of material nature.
You are existing both within and without everything.
You are existing both within and without everything.
Yet you are invisible to all.
Yet you are invisible to all.
Namaste Purusham Tva Adyam Isharam Prakite Param Alaksham Sarvabhuta Nam Antar Bohi Avasitam. So Kunti is the aunt, Pishima, aunt of Krishna, Vasudev's sister, Kunti. So, when Krishna was going back to Dwarka, after finishing the battle of Kurukshetra and establishing Maharaj Yudhishthira on the throne, his mission was that Duryodhana should be thrown out and Yudhishthira must sit down on the throne, Dharmaraj. That is the desire of Krishna, God, that the state executive head should be as pious as Maharaj Yudhishthira. That is the scheme. Unfortunately, people do not want that. They have now discovered this democracy. Democracy. Shortcut of democracy is democracy. All the demons and rogues, they gather together, somehow or other votes, and occupy the seat, and the business is plundering. If we talk very much upon this, it will not be very favorable. But according to Shastra, we talk according to Shastra. That the democracy means assembly of rogues and plunderers. That is the statement in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Dasu dharma vi. The government men will be all dasu. Dasu means plunder, not pickpocket. Pickpocket, somehow or other, you do not understand, take something from your pocket. And the plunderer or the dasu, he catches you and by force, if you don't spare your money, I shall kill you. They are called dasu. So, in the present age of Kali, the government man will be dasu. This is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Dasu dharma vi. We can see practically. You cannot keep your money. You earn with hard labor, but you cannot keep gold, you cannot keep jewelry, you cannot keep money. They will take it away by laws. So they make laws. So Yudhishthira Maharaj was just quite opposite. He wanted to see that every citizen is so happy that they are not troubled even by excessive heat and excessive cold. Adi-badi. They are not suffering from any disease. They are not suffering from excessive climatic influence, eating very nicely, and feeling security of person and property. That was Yudhishthira Maharaj. Not only Yudhishthira Maharaj, almost all the kings, they are like that. So, Krishna is the original king, because he is stated here, Purusham Adhyam, Isharam. Isharam means controller. He is the original controller. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Mayadhakshena. Mayadhakshena prakriti swati sacharacharam. Even this material nature, wonderful things are going on, that is being controlled by Krishna. This is to be understood. So we are reading Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam and other Vedic literature. What is the purpose? The purpose is Vedaischa Sarvai Ahameva Vedam. The purpose is to understand Krishna. If you don't understand Krishna, then your reading of so-called Vedas and Vedantas and Upanishads, they are useless, waste of time. So here, Kunti is directly saying that, my dear Krishna, you are Adhyam Purusham, the original person. And Isharam. You are not ordinary person. You are the supreme controller. That is understanding of Krishna. Ishara Parama Krishna. Everyone is controller. But the supreme controller is Krishna. So although this material world is condemned, Dukkhalayam Asasatam, Krishna says, it is also Krishna's kingdom, because everything belongs to God, Krishna. So this condemned place is created for suffering of the condemned persons. Who are condemned? Those who have forgotten Krishna and wants to become happy independently, they are all condemned demons. And those who are surrendered to Krishna, they are not condemned. That is the difference. So although Krishna has created this material world, for the condemned person, still he wants to see that they are having their necessities of life, and so that they may live prosperously and let them enjoy for some time this material world according to their inclination, but at last let them come back home, back to home, back to Godhead. Just like the prisoners, they are condemned, and the government put them into jail. So for that criminality, they are punished within the jail. But the government does not want that these prisoners may remain perpetually within the jail. The same thing. Try to understand. Government does not want. Government wants that they have been condemned. So, for their criminality, let them suffer for some time, and then they correct themselves, and again they are freed. Not that government. Sometimes government arranges nice instruction classes. Perhaps those who were with me in Ahmedabad, we were invited by the jail authorities to speak. Who were with me? Nobody? In Ahmedabad? Yes. So, I was given place just in front of the room where Gandhi was imprisoned. That room is considered as sacred. So government makes such arrangement that these prisoners may be corrected. Similarly, in this material world, although we are all condemned. Anyone who is within this material world, he is condemned. Simply, there is division. Just like in jail also, there are first-class prisoners, there are second-class prisoners and third-class prisoners. The first-class prisoners, they are given some facilities. Just like political prisoners, they are given separate bungalow and servants, newspaper, book, but they cannot go out of the prison. That is called first class. Similarly, there are second class and third class ordinary. So here also, we are first class, second class, third class prisoners. Therefore, we find so many varieties of living condition. But we are all prisoners. And he is the supreme controller. Therefore, Krishna, as supreme controller, he wants his representative to rule over this material world. That is Krishna. In every planet, there is a person representative of Krishna who is ruling over the planet, just like the sun planet. The sun planet is being ruled by the sun god. His name is Vibhushan. He was also instructed by Krishna, and that is explained in the fourth chapter. Imam vivasati yugam pratyamanaham abhyam. I spoke this philosophy of Bhagavad Gita. Just like he spoke to Arjuna, similarly he spoke also. And who can know? He spoke to all the rulers of different planets. Indra, Chandra, Varuna, sun god, moon god, there are so many. 33 millions of planets and 33 millions of rulers. So he wants his representative. So it is the duty of the representative of Krishna to reform this condemned person to Krishna consciousness. This is their duty. Krishna wants that these rascals, these condemned persons who are suffering in this material world, and they cannot understand that we are suffering, they are making plan. No plan will be successful. Daivijesha gunamai mama maya adhirutaya. You can make your plan, but it will never be successful. The only plan will be successful. What is that? Mame vaja prabhadante maya mida. That is the only plan. There is no other plan. But these rascals, they are being put into severe penalties. Dukkhalam, asasatam, more and the more they are forgetting God, they are put into more and more miserable condition. Practically we see, with the advancement of Kali Yuga, people are forgetting his relationship with Krishna, and the price of commodity and the food grains, the price is increasing, they cannot eat sufficiently, so many people are dying of starvation. If they cannot eat, how they will live? Therefore, Krishna gives his instruction. He is the supreme ruler. He gives this order. Annad bhavanti bhutani. You require food grains. This is practical. We disagree with Krishna that we don't require food grains. We require bolts and nuts in the factory. We'll say, this is practical. So they do not, just like we see here, that they do not grow food grains. They are growing jute because they'll get some money, more money. But the rascal does not know that I'll get more money and it will be taken away next by the food grain seller. So similarly, we are interested in industry, in plan making, these, that, so many things. But Krishna does not say that you open slaughterhouse and industries and brothels and cinema. No, Krishna doesn't say. Krishna says, grow more food, rascal. You will eat and become strong. But nobody is obeying Krishna. Is it not? Practically try to understand Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, not by sentiments, and preach this philosophy all over the world. What Krishna says, that is practical. Annad bhavanti bhutani. Pajjannat anna sammava. How we shall get anna? There is no rain. You see, nowadays there is no rain. Why? Because we are all rascals. We do not know how to get rain. Krishna says, Pajjanatana Sambhava. There will be food grains when there is sufficient rain. And how rain there will be? Jagyad Bhavanti Pajjanya. And if you perform yoga, then there will be sufficient rain. So, nowadays, people may say, how to perform yoga? It requires so much money, so much ghee, so much food grains to offer as oblations. But Krishna has made it very easy. Jagai sankirtanai prayai jajanti hi sumedas. Jagai sankirtanai prayai. I know, the shastras know, that in the Kali Yuga it will be difficult to perform the ritualistic yoga ceremony because people will be poor, poverty stricken, where they will get ghee and where they will get grains. No. This is yoga. Kalau nasteva 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 kadinannatha. Harennama, harennama, harennama iva keval. This is yoga. So people are so rascal, they will not even chant Hare Krishna mantra. Krishna, Swayam, Bhagavan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he introduced Sankirtanaika Pitarau. Gaura Nityananda is the father of the Sankirtan movement. Therefore, Vrindavan Das Thakur has offered his prayer. Sankirtanaika Pitarau, Ajanulambita Bhujo, Kanakavadato, Sankirtanaika Pitarau, Kamalayatakso, Bandi Mahapurushati Charanaravinda. So, Krishna is teaching. Krishna is so kind. He personally teaching. That is performed yoga. He is personally chanting, dancing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This picture is in our front. Personally, he is teaching. Perform this yoga, you rascal. And you will get everything. You will get everything. Now, where is the proof? The proof is Krishna consciousness movement. We are simply chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra and spending crores of rupees. Simply. What you are doing? We are not doing any business. We have not many professional men, but while we are getting, we are spending 8 lakhs of rupees per month. And we have got food, we have got meal. We are rather feeding others also, bringing food. So why don't you see practically how these Krishna conscious people, they know that we are fabulously rich. This question was raised in Parliament also. So how we become fabulously rich? We do not do anything. I have not taught you anything magic. I simply request you chant Hare Krishna mantra 16 times, please. But we are not even following that. This is the only remedy. Jaggai Sankirtanai Praji Jajanti Sumedas. So, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ishara. He is teaching us this jagga, he is giving us the hint. Jagyat bhavanti prajanna. If you do not accept this movement, then you'll go on suffering. If you don't accept this principle, then your future is simply suffering. Prayanalpayusa. Kalau asmin juge jana mandas manda matayo manda bhagga jubadrita. This is the symptoms of Kali Yoga. Manda bhagga, all unfortunate. All unfortunate. Everyone must suffer. This is the position. But if you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, perform the yoga, because this is the instruction by the Supreme Person, Purusham Tva, Adyam Purusham, the original person, the origin of everything, Janmadasya Jataha, the Supreme Person from whom everything has come down. That is the order. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us that Hare Nama Iva Kevalam. We are certainly in difficult position, but the only remedy is that we must chant the holy name of the Lord repeatedly, and that will solve all the problems. You preach this cult all over the world. So Krishna is the original person. He has admitted. Shastra admits, and here is another authority, Kunti. Kunti, the mother of the Pandavas. Kunti is not ordinary woman. Krishna has gone to offer his respect to take the dust off his feet, because materially she happens to be aunt of Krishna. elderly lady, superior. So Krishna has gone to pay his respect before departing. That is the system, Vedic system, to offer respect to the superior, first of all. Before going, no, Krishna is going, he knows that I am personality of Godhead. No, Krishna was touching the feet of Maharaj Yudhishthira because he was elder brother. When Krishna used to come at the Pandava's house, every Pandavas knew that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It was not unknown to them. But Krishna was coming down and touching the feet of Maharaj Yudhishthira, and Maharaj Yudhishthira was not returning. He was embracing because he was younger brother. So this is the etiquette. So the idea is that Krishna is the original person that is admitted by Arjuna also, Parabrahma Parangdhama Pavitam Paramam Bhavan Purusham Shasatam Adyam. They knew it. Not only Kunti knows, but Krishna was when present, and how many people knew him? Only the Pandavas knew him perfectly, the Pandava family, and some of the other Kuru family. Bhishma knew him, even Dhritarashtra also knew him, and many other central persons, Vyasadeva, Devala, Narad Muni. Narad Muni, of course, does not belong to this planet. So, to know Krishna is not very easy job. Manasanam sahasresu kasti jatuti siddhaye. Still, if Krishna is pleased, then he can make himself known to a devotee. Atapite deva padambujaddam prasadali sanugrihito iva janati tattam. Anyone who is in receipt of little favor of Krishna, he can understand Krishna. So Krishna is the original person. Another significance of this verse, Krishna is not omen. Just like there are some so-called speculators, that Krishna is also, Krishna the absolute truth or the supreme person is also omen. But he is not omen. He can assume the role of omen if he likes, but does not mean he is omen. He is man. Man means the enjoyer. Man or purusha, not man, purusha. So they are purusha avatar. The three Vishnus, they are called Purusha Avatar. Karanam Sai Vishnu and the Garbhodak Sai Vishnu and Kiradak Sai Vishnu, they are called Purusha Avatar. So Krishna is Purusha. Krishna is the enjoyer. And Adyam, the original enjoyer. Adyam, Purusham, but what kind of Purusha? Like you and me, just like we are also assuming Purusha, I am male. Not like you. Prakite para. This Purusha, I am Purusha, another man is, another living entity is omen. These are dresses given by this material nature. Actually, you are not Purusha. We are all prakritis. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Aparayam mitastu vidhi me prakritim para jiva bhuta mahabaho jayedam dharjate. We are all prakritis. Don't try to become enjoyer. Prakriti means enjoyed. Prakriti is predominated. And Purusha is the predominator. So, because we are, actually our constitutional position is to become predominated and we are trying artificially to become predominator. That is the trouble. Every one of us, we are trying to become predominator. Actually, we should be predominated. So, when we agree to become predominated and agree to surrender to Krishna, yes, Krishna, I was so long under misconception that I am predominator, you are predominator, I am predominated, so I surrender unto you. Manasa deho geho jo kichu mora orpinu tuvapade nanda kishora. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's statement. If we become like that, then we'll be happy to be predominated. And don't try to become imitated. But the imitation is so strong that even persons who are very much elevated in knowledge, they are also falsely presenting that I am God. The Maya's influence is so strong that at the last stage, therefore they fall down. These people, these Mayavadis, who are trying to become God, arujya kritchena paranga padanga tata, to merge into the existence of the Supreme, you can merge, but you cannot be equal. That is not possible. Asama urdha. But the Mayavadis, they are thinking, we are as good as Krishna. Therefore they do not go to the temple of Krishna. They think Narayan, Krishna. But that is a mistake. Therefore, Shastra says, Jenne-ravindakha-vimukta-manina. They are thinking that they have become liberated, become Narayan, Narayan God. But that is avushuddha-buddhaya. Because they are thinking like that because their intelligence is not yet cleansed. Avushuddha-buddhaya. Therefore, arujya-kritchena-parang-padang-tataha-patanti-yadha-anadita-susma-dangraya. Arujya-kritchena, by performing severe austerities, penances, they come to the stage of merging in the Brahma effulgence. But that does solve the problem. In the Brahma effulgence, they fall down again. So Krishna is the only Purusha, Prakite Para. So Prakite Para, therefore, Krishna is not a Purusha like us. We are within the Prakita. We are within the Prakriti, he is beyond the Prakriti. Therefore, his body is not material. He is not within the Prakriti. But the Raskas, they cannot understand this. They think that Krishna is like us. Abhajananti mangamurha manasim tanumasita. So, because they are murhas, they think that Krishna is like us. Krishna has a body like us, but that is actually not the fact. Here Kunti says, authority says, prakite para, alaksham. So prakite para, suppose something beyond our vision. Just like we are sitting down this house, we cannot see what is going on upstairs. Alaksham. So if Krishna is a person beyond this material creation, how we can see him? Alaksham. Alaksham sarvabhutana is still. He is in everyone's heart. Ishara sarvabhutanam riddhesi arjuna tishtati. So, alaksham, invisible, those who are yogis, they are trying to see. They are trying to. Dhyanavastita tadgatena manasa pashyantijam yoginu. Dhyanavastita. They are trying to see. So there are different processes of seeing, but actually you can see by one process. That is bhakti. Bhaktya mam abhijanati javan jaschamita. So those who have taken the path of devotional service, they will be able to understand that Krishna is everywhere. Sarvam khalidam brahma. Aham brahmana hi pratishtha. Krishna is the origin of this brahma effulgence. You have heard so many times. Krishna is Paramatma and Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. In this way, try to understand Krishna and then you are liberated. Thank you very much.